And here we are back at the Bendigo Show with Phoenix FM.
Great selection of music there to get the show underway, Janine. You are a champion at that.
I am.
You are a champion.
No one knows when we make a mistake, do they?
No.
No.
Look, I know both of us are a little bit interested in history, and we have both jumped on the website to have a look at...
Are you going to give me a quiz about that
yeah,
show?
I'm going to ask. What was the first year of the first show?
1859.
And where was it held?
Not at this location in Holmes Road. It was somewhere else in Bendigo.
I think it was actually in the Mall, where the Mall is.
Ah, yes.
And then they developed the Tom Flood... Well,
yes.
The arena we know is the Tom Flood Centre, and that's where it was for many years. And the first one in 1859 was only a matter of 3 years, I believe, after they first divided up the countryside into little lots that people could buy and farm. So it was very, very soon after some formal sort of farming started in the area.
So the real pioneers, the real early settlers... started the Bendigo Agricultural Show.
Oh.
Might get that word right, since the boss has just walked in.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that stands out for me is our location is brilliant because, as I said before, we're just near the animal nursery, but all these different smells keep wafting over and I'm getting quite hungry. I think it's the Eagle Hook Lions Club just inside the door.
I think it might be their barbecue wafting our way,
yeah.
Definitely.
But have you had lunch?
No, I haven't had lunch, but I heard Noel prepared lunch for us.
Well, I believe he has. I think the crayfish is just chilling.
Very
at this
nice.
Stage.
As long
It'll
as
be
he's
beautiful.
Got a nice red on. Oh, no. We won't drink while we're. No.
We don't promote drinking. Alcohol is not the answer,
you promote
Janine.
You promote gambling.
No, all that's okay.
The time.
Gambling's all right. But alcohol is not the answer. You know that, Janine. I've spoken to you about this a number of times.
I'm so glad my family listens to this show.
Well, are there witnesses, are they?
Yeah.
To your drinking?
Yes.
Or lack of.
Or do I have to drink to cope with Fridays at 12 noon?
Well,
for the old and the beautiful.
The old and the beautiful, yeah.
Yes.
So welcome
I'm
to...
I'm the old.
Yeah, and I'm
and
the beautiful.
And you're the beautiful.
Welcome to another Friday edition of The Old and the Beautiful. As most listeners would have picked up by now, we are located at the Bendigo Agricultural Showgrounds in Holmes Road. And we're just between the Hall of Agriculture, where there is Highland Dancing and there are school exhibitions. And on the other side...
And a magnificent Leyland truck surrounded by hay bales.
Yep. And behind you, where you're sitting, there is a shed full of photographs. There's a photographic exhibition on there. And I just had a wander through and there's some magnificent photos in there. Really outstanding. And I found the actual... photograph that won best photograph for the show.
Is it a landscape?
It is a landscape.
Wow.
It's absolutely beautiful. Now, before we go any further, I think we should issue a birthday greeting to someone very special.
We should issue a birthday greeting.
She might not even be listening, but that doesn't matter.
Happy birthday, Denise.
Denise who?
Oh, you're really going to make it public.
Well, you know. I know. But I think we should share it with the listeners.
Happy birthday, Denise Smith, out at Mandurang.
Right. And as listeners would know, if they've listened to our show a few times, Denise and Janine co-run a very, very special learning space out that way.
We do whole brain learning, and we're actually having an open day this Sunday between 1 and 3 p.m. if anybody's interested at 183 Mandurang Road. Oh, Mandurang South Road.
What details again? What time?
1 till 3.
Okay. Yep. And do they need to bring anything or they just
themselves,
turn up?
Themselves, just turn up.
All right.
And it's an open day to find out about our program and how we change students' lives.
Okay. Now, there's a great deal to learn about the thing that you two guys specialise in. I think even having worked in a school for a number of years, there's so much that we don't know because we aren't able to specialise or hone in on it. But can you explain to listeners... the specialty sort of area that you guys work in?
We work with visual auditory learners, so people who look at words differently to the way that the school education system sets up their word lists. So we get them to look at the word in the way they understand and then teach us how they do it, and then we teach them from the word lists.
I would really strongly suggest that anyone who's got any interest or would like to discover a bit more, hop onto your website. It's a great website.
It is a great website. Yeah. You'll find us on Facebook and Instagram as well, just Whole Brain Learning Bendigo.
I know that when I go around to primary schools, I mention it, and the teachers and the principals in the primary schools are very keen to have a look at the website to see what's going on. All right, I reckon we should play another bit of music. We've got our special guest coming up at another 5 minutes, so if we could have our next track, Craig, that would be absolutely fantastic.
And then we'll be back with our special guest.
On the way.
Great selection there, Janine. A beautiful song there, Janine, for all our listeners. And you're looking as if you're about to do an impersonation of Harpo Marx. That's who it was. Harpo Marx.
I was just going to say that that song was very appropriate for our guests that are coming up, because I think these guys light the way for the people that they work with.
Fantastic. Look, we'd just like to welcome all our listeners to Phoenix FM. We are sitting up very straight and doing everything properly now because El Presidente has arrived. He's actually manning the van. And for those who haven't seen the new Phoenix van, you should come out to the show just to see the van. It's our outdoor broadcast van, and we have Samuel Harrison at the controls. So any mistakes that are made, any errors, any just lapses won't be our fault, Janine.
Awesome.
The buck goes
stops to the
top.
Right to the top.
To the top. So we thank Sam for assisting us here. Now, for anyone who'd like to send a message in, you can always send us a message to SMS number 0477 51358, or you can call in on the landline 5444 1129, or hop on the website and you can send us an email even at feedback@phoenix.org.au or something along those lines. And if you'd like to become a member of Phoenix, then you too can have the opportunity to come and do live broadcasts or help with the technical side or even just sign up some sponsorship for us. Now, having got that out of the way, Janine, I heard a little shrill squeal from you as we walked through one of the pavilions. You'd spotted someone you knew.
I have spotted somebody I know, and it leans straight into our education theme that we have every Friday between 12 and 1. And lots of people come to the show for different reasons. Some come for entertainment and amusement, and some come for other reasons such as getting out into the community or learning some life skills. So we're lucky today to have Tanya and Neil and the crew from La Trobe Life Skills Program. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us, guys. It's great to see you again, Jen.
It's
been ages.
It is.
Can we get this out of the way first? What's the connection between you two?
We're Tolangata High School.
Yes.
Look, any listeners who went to Tolangata High School, make your way to the Phoenix outside broadcast van, because you've got two of the grand alumni here.
Yes. Well, Janine and I went to high school together. It was high school back in those
days.
It was. And it is Tolangata, not Talangata.
Tolangata.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Which is near where?
Which is near Tangambalanga.
Yeah.
Right. Which is
and
near
Yakandanda.
Yeah. And that's near
Wangaratta.
Wangaratta.
Okay. At the foot of Mount Murrumurangbong.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yes. My 6-year-old calls Tolangata Tolangaratta.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And so could Tanya give us a quick pen or a little sketch of Janine back in those days?
Well,
be careful.
What happens at Tolangata stays at Tolangata.
It's in the vault, John. It's in the vault.
It's in the vault. Okay. Now, well handled, Tanya. You passed your first test, I think.
So our paths have crossed all through our lives.
They really
and
do, yeah.
We went to uni together. We've had our children similar ages. And we've both worked in education for years.
Mm.
Both in the secondary sector, primary and special needs and all over in education.
Yeah,
and now Tanya is working with La Trobe Uni and the Lifestyles Program.
Yes, yeah. Well,
tell us a little bit about it.
It's pretty amazing, really. It was brought on by someone who worked at La Trobe. Our mothership, if you like, is down in Bundoora in Melbourne, and we have 10 participants up here. Was it 1995? Yeah, about 20 years ago. So, so it's been going for some time, really. And the premise, I suppose, behind it all is that universities have these fabulous rooms, they have the technology, they have access to, you know, smart people for the most part. Or me, anyway.
Academics.
Uh-huh. So why not, you know, make more of a community sort of focused environment and, give everyone access to those privileges?
Because a lot of the times they're a separate entity.
Yes.
Whereas Bendigo La Trobe is very involved in their community.
Yes, they are. Yes.
A really grassroots level.
Yes. Yeah. Well, speaking of grassroots, I was gardening up there as well with a group of guys with a disability. So, yes, it was never a dull moment. Yes.
So why are you at the Bendigo Show?
Well, it is a beautiful day and it's a nice day out, but it also gets the guys engaged in the community. You know, they've got money that they need to sort of look after and make, you know, positive decisions around how they spend it. They're not allowed on the rides, yep. So that's sort of a bit of a relief for me because I'd be holding my breath the whole time.
OH&S issue.
Yeah, yes, yes. But also, yes, it's that the community engagement, engagement with Neil and myself, and also the money handling skills. And, you know, there's also sort of finer aspects around choosing the right foods and stuff as well for some of them. Yeah.
So ouch.
There's a little bit of feedback coming back through the other microphone, I think. Tanya, just something that I want to pick up on that you said about the money management.
Yep.
The amount of money they would bring, is that talked about before you come, for example? Or can I just bring whatever amount they choose?
Well, I mean, the guys, they're all adults.
Yep.
So that comes into it. Really comes down to, like, if they're at home and in care with their parents and stuff, yep. they sort of manage the funds from that end.
Decision-making.
Yeah,
is
it is decision-making.
And I guess it's a bit of budgeting there too as
well. Yes, it is, because, you know, we do like to do things and they've got to think, okay, we're going to the show, but, you know, next week we'll be going somewhere else, so I've got to have money for that as well. So that all comes into it.
So what would be the average age of the guys you work with?
Well, I think the youngest would be around 19, and I think, 18, 19, and then they go up to about 21. But my boss has emailed through some things. Can I just read this email?
And you actually spoke so highly of your boss before, so we should give you this chance. To
I'm very lucky to have the bosses that I do. Yeah. So I will read it because then that covers everything.
Perfect.
La Trobe Life Skills was established in 1998 at La Trobe University in Bundoora. La Trobe Life Skills is a disability service organisation and registered training organisation offering NDIS-funded supports and accredited training. That's where Neil weaves his magic to people with a disability. On campus and in the community in Bundoora and Bendigo, La Trobe Life Skills currently supports 100 participants. Currently in Bendigo, there are 10 participants who enjoy developing independent living skills. There's the magic word, Jen, right there.
Yes, yep. It is 10.
Yep. Work readiness, that's a big part of my role, is to get these guys work experience so that they develop those skills and, hopefully take them with them into paid employment. That's the dream. Pre-employment training and group-based social and recreational activities on campus and in the local community. Things like, because I like my tie-dye, so the guys were digging my tie-dye T-shirt the other day, so we're thinking that we might do a tie-dye activity. So there's sort of artistic things come into it as well.
Oh, it's a hippie element.
That'd be the 10-year
really
element.
I really am.
Tie-dye, I immediately think of hippie, 60s and
70s. Yeah, I've tie-dyed a king-size Duna cover. I tell you what, she's a beaut.
Colours, please? What colours?
Rainbow.
Rainbow, okay.
Yes, I've got to use the whole packet.
So the pinks and the blues
pinks,
and the greens.
Pinks, blues, purples, yeah. Purple. That Beautiful. Was a, yeah. When I rolled it all up, it was about, you know, like a foot high. It took a gallon of dye.
It sounds as if you've got a passion for that yourself, the tie-dye.
Yes.
Yeah. So I reckon when you teach anything you've got a passion for, it works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. I did it with the Radius crew as well when I worked at Radius and we loved it.
If I know anything about Tanya, it's that she is very passionate about art and about the good things that come from being creative, and these guys would benefit so much.
Yeah, of course.
Using that side of their brain, right side of their brain.
Yep, absolutely.
To actually, create and enjoy.
Well, I'm also a passionate gardener too, so we're looking at, got to jump through a few hoops, but we're looking at getting some gardening going as well, so that's pretty exciting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Look.
And some everyday cooking skills.
Cooking on Wednesdays. I said, what you're trying to say, Neil.
That sounded like an invitation, Janine.
I tell you what.
That sounded like an invitation.
Actually, it does.
Yeah. Look, we'll just have a bit of a break now. Yep. We are a community-based radio station. Everyone who works at Phoenix is a volunteer, but we need to acknowledge our sponsors. So we'll just have a pause and then a little bit of music after the sponsorship announcement, and we'll be right back with you very, very soon.
respected the world, but it flew away from her reach, so she ran away in her sleep.
Of your community, 106.7 Phoenix FM.
Station sponsor.
If you've got a great business idea but aren't sure how to get started, the Bendigo TAFE Business Enterprise Centre can help. By participating in their new Enterprise Incentive Scheme, you can gain the skills and confidence to turn your dream of running your own business into a reality. The program offers small business training, mentoring, income support and rent assistance. Find out more at bendigotafe.edu.au/business idea or call 1300 868 226. Bendigo TAFE. Bound to industry, bound to succeed. Eligibility criteria applies. Some or all training is delivered with Victorian or Commonwealth Government funding. RTO 3077.
Station sponsor.
Shevington Tools are located at 995 Calder Alternative Highway, Lockwood. They offer a wide range of products. Shevington Tools are a local agent for Polymaster water tanks, offering statewide delivery with special poly promo prices on offer every 2 months. They also have an extensive range of animal care products. Give them a call on 5435 3902 or check out their website www.polytanksbendigo.com.au or take a short drive past the Lockwood Crossing heading towards Malden. You won't miss them. They're on the right-hand side of the road. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Sponsor. Did you
know the Bendigo Weekly is Bendigo's most read newspaper? Every week, over 58,000 people read the Bendigo Weekly. The Bendigo Weekly is your number one advertising solution that smashes the competition. So, if you want your business advertising to reach more people than in any other local newspaper, phone the Bendigo Weekly on 5442 5448. The Bendigo Weekly, number one in your city.
Now located at 37 View Street, Bendigo.
Phoenix sponsor.
The voice of your community, 106.7 Phoenix FM.
And welcome back to another Friday edition of The Old and the Beautiful. And John Pierce and Janine Barker at the microphone in a fairly a little bit of wind around out at the Bendigo Showgrounds. And remember that Phoenix will be broadcasting here right through until 4 o'clock. So Janine and I will be with you until 2 o'clock. And then I know that Noel and a few of the other presenters will be interviewing a range of people. So great day to get out to the show. The crowd is building up. We are on our best behaviour because El Presidente from Phoenix has arrived, and we're making sure that our pay goes up rather than the other way. I think we deserve it, Janine, don't we? We deserve an increase in pay.
Increase from zero to zero.
Yeah, to zero. It's a good quality zero.
Money management.
Money management, yeah. Janine, we're very, very lucky that we've got some wonderful guests here at the moment. We've just spoken with Tanya, and now I believe you've got someone else from that same organisation.
Yes, we have Neil here from the La Trobe Life Skills Program. And Neil, what's your role within the program here in Bendigo?
Thank you, Janine, and John for being on here as well. I do a lot of the certificate course within La Trobe Life Skills, where some of the participants can gain a certificate in one in transition education, and they can go on to certificate one in work education. And these help to get some of the skills into learning, life skills learning, working towards employment, independent living, and they gain a certificate at the same time for future use and future employment.
Mm. Ultimately, I think in our society, that's what we want for all of our participants, to have a worthwhile life that gives meaning, but also paid employment is really important.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Some are looking for the paid employment. Some are even just for the voluntary side of it, where they feel they've achieved something, they've gained things that they've got their independence, they feel important, that they can put something back to the community, and they enjoy that.
Having somewhere to go
every
day is really important for all of us.
Sense of belonging.
Sense of belonging.
Exactly.
And that's what interests me. I guess the program just sounds amazing. What's the time involved in... Are they allowed to stay in the program for a set time, or is it indefinite?
They have a... there's no set time.
Right.
The support that we can give them. Right. And a lot of them are through NDIS funding. So that part of it helps for them to get the support because of that funding they have.
Right.
So they can be with us for a long period of time. Yeah.
Fantastic.
There's no limit to it now if we can support them.
Fantastic. Mm. So... Did you want to talk about any of the other parts of the program?
we do have a cooking day as well. So we
again, life skills?
Life skills, yes. It's not just doing some cooking. We get the ingredients, so they're learning about how to work out what ingredients we need, looking at the recipes, looking at what would be the ones we can afford to get, the cheapest things to get.
Budgeting again.
The budgeting again, yeah.
Life skills.
And what food will they need, what do they like, what's in season, which again comes back to the budgeting there as well.
And also the horticulture side, the gardening side.
Do they grow
many of their ingredients?
Not as yet, but we're looking into doing that as well, growing some of our ingredients that we can use with our cooking.
That would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
So they do cook their own, and then they do get to take some home to the parents, so they all get to see what they've actually achieved through the day.
So you're influencing not just the immediate students, but their support network.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Fantastic.
And, we also do the Community Access Day as well, which is a bit like today coming out to the show, where they're learning how to use Mikey cards The bus timetables and the train timetables. We went for a trip down to Kyneton yesterday on the train, so they were learning all how to interact with other in the community on the train, knowing what times to get down to there, what times to get back, and just being in a different environment.
Great life
Something
skills.
Different.
Yeah, so then they can independently one day catch that train, go to Kyneton, have a look around.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Look, I'd just like to make a comment too that there's been a bit of waiting around involved, you know, this interview going to air, and they have been so patient and so very, very calm about the whole thing.
They are very good.
And I think that reflects perhaps the relationships you two have built up with these guys.
And yes. So they are very good. And we look at everyone working in as a team together, helping each other. If someone needs help with one area, it's where they all get in together, and they do really well working together.
So treating them as individuals and
individually
yet looking
and
out for each other.
And to each other, looking out to each other.
Fantastic social skills.
Yeah.
With the time just on 12:36, you're listening to a special Friday edition of The Old and the Beautiful. We're coming to you from the Prince of Wales Showgrounds in Holmes Road, Bendigo. And Phoenix started broadcasting at about 10 o'clock this morning, and we'll be on air from the showgrounds right through until 4 p.m. Now, as you can probably hear a little bit in the microphones, there is a bit of a breeze around, but otherwise it's an absolutely magnificent day out here. So if you've got kids to pick up from school, why not pick them up and bring them out to the show for a couple of hours? And I know that there won't be quite the crush late this afternoon, it will be tomorrow, so it's probably a wise idea to try and get here on a Friday. Back to you, Janine.
Okay, Neil. Is there anything else you'd like to add
to? Yeah, just if anyone is interested in finding out about our program, we can just give you a number. This is our main office down at Bundoora, down the Bundoora Uni, and they will contact there, and also they can contact us up here as well. But the Bundoora number is 9479 1474. You can also check our website, www.lifeskills.vic.edu.au.
Fantastic.
That's great, isn't it?
It's slotted beautifully into our education hour, and I'd like to thank both Tanya and Neil and all the crew for coming along and being interviewed today. It's awesome to find out about outside of mainstream education, all the different programs that exist.
Yeah. I'd just like to thank Tanya and too. It was just, I figured I knew a little bit about those sort of programs, but you've really sort of put the detail in.
Yeah, great insight.
And understand what is going on. Excellent. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day at the show. And guys, you have been absolutely fantastic. Well done.
Listening to the voice of your community. The voice of your community.
You're listening to Phoenix FM.
106.7 Phoenix FM. FM.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all. a house we can build. Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care if they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we design.
Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. For the world we're gonna make.
However big, however small, let me be part of it all. Share your dreams with me. You may be right, you may be wrong, but say that you'll bring me along to the world you see, to the world I close my eyes.
The brightest colors fill my head.
A million dreams are keeping me awake.
A million dreams, a million dreams.
I think of what the world could be.
A vision of the one I see.
A million dreams is all it's gonna take.
A million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
World we're gonna make. 106.7 Phoenix FM. Station sponsor.
Hi, my name is Gail Broad and I'm standing as the Nationals candidate at the November state election. Labor has held Bendigo East for 19 years and it's time for change. I live in our community, I work in our community, and I've volunteered in our community now for over 15 years. We need values, action and common sense in politics. I care about the future of our region and I need your vote to make a difference. Visit gailbroad.com.au or find me on Facebook.
Authorised by M. Harris, The Nationals, Melbourne.
Phoenix sponsor. The Strathdale Pharmacy, your local friendly pharmacy for prescription service, free basic health checks, Natio designer brand cosmetics, a great range of giftware and fragrances, free delivery throughout Bendigo. The Strathdale Pharmacy, reliable expertise and caring professional service. Find us at Shop 9, Strath Village.
Do you have a small business? Do you want to let your community know about your products and services? Sponsorship advertising on Phoenix FM. Big sound, a small amount of money. Email sponsorship@phoenixfm.org.au for details. Phoenix FM, the voice of your community.
You're listening to Phoenix FM, the voice of your community.
And you're listening to a special Friday edition of The Old and the Beautiful with Janine Barker and John Pierce at the microphone. And we're out at the Prince of Wales Showgrounds. And this has been a wonderful experience for all of us so far. And I hope you're enjoying listening to the show. And if you've got any chance to come out to the showgrounds, come out and say hello. And we'd be only too pleased to have a chat. Now, I must congratulate you, Janine Barker. You organised
that music.
Sorry?
Music. That was... I'll jump in and tell you who it was.
Who was it?
It was A Million Dreams from The Greatest Showman. And I think the group we just had in have A Million Dreams amongst them. They were an amazing group of young adults.
They were. And a big pat on the back to you. You organised that. You spontaneously gave a squeal and rushed towards a woman in the shed. And,
a woman in the shed. That sounds great.
And that was the result. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's an amazing program, La Trobe Life Skills Program, and been running for over 20 years. Yeah. What a fantastic...
And I think this is one of the great things about community radio. We can help people, I guess, discover or learn a bit more about programs and organisations that probably aren't mainstream or high profile, but I think community radio is really good at providing some sort of exposure for those groups.
Absolutely, and the tag of it gives a voice to the community is absolutely correct in this case.
And I guess that's how you actually got onto Phoenix originally.
Yes, and I'm going to say absolutely again, so there I go, three
for three.
You've
pinched that from me, I used to say that. Now, have I said I guess
since... No, you haven't since we've interviewed Tanya, I guess.
And you save your tag to the end, don't
I
you?
I do.
Love what you do and do what you love. Oh, I love it. Yeah, no.
Bring joy to everyone and kindness.
Absolutely. Now, I guess we spoke... I did it, so you didn't pick me up on that. I just said I guess. Now, I'm relying on you.
I've got a tally. I do have a pen
have
in
a tally,
my hand.
Yep. I think... There you are. That's better. Yes. I think we should do a little reminisce, perhaps, about the Talangata show. Oh. I don't remember anything about the Talangata show, but obviously you and Tanya would have.
No, well, see, no? I didn't go to the Talangata show. I have memories of the Myrtleford show as a young child and being around the wood chopping and the Miss Showgirl and the animals. So not just the baby animals, but the showing of cows and horses and... Yeah, real, what I grew up with on the farm. Cake making, flower arranging. My Nana won many,
oh,
many,
oh, this
many,
is a Nana story. I love Nana stories.
Yeah.
Why do all our Nanas great people?
Oh, yeah.
You ever had a bad Nana?
Well, no.
I've never had a bad Nana.
No,
Nana's a great people.
I farewelled a beautiful nanny this week.
Oh, really?
And her daughter was giving the eulogy and she said that she didn't know that men could catch fish because she grew up in a family where her mum was the fisher person.
Oh, right, fish person, good. Okay.
Yeah, and the turkey rarer and the cream separator and, yeah, it's amazing what you grow up with and take for granted.
I'm not being facetious here, but you seem to have been attending quite a few funerals recently. I went to one this week and it was just one of the best funerals I've been to, if you can say that.
Oh, yes.
And it's something I've often thought about, but it actually happened at this funeral. The person who passed away had a terminal illness and just before, not, I don't know how long before, but she recorded a message for everyone for it to be played at the funeral.
That's so magnificent. We had similar experience. It wasn't recorded, but it was written and was read out as her wishes for how we should try and live our lives going forward.
It was a little bit, I guess I'd say, confronting at first to hear this person's voice, but then once you tuned in, it was just the most warm and fulfilling experience to hear the person who that would all gathered to celebrate their life actually thanking people and talking about her journey.
What a wonderful opportunity.
Mm. The modern, it's a little bit along the lines of technology. I mean, all these things and all the way funerals have changed over time.
Yeah, well, even the funeral I attended in a country cemetery, which I got lost finding, the casket arrived on the back of a boat.
Oh, brilliant.
Absolutely. Isn't brilliant. That only that family
so
could
significant.
Do it. It was hugely significant. Mm. Yeah, just a beautiful way to say we respect you and all that you've done.
All right, time just on 12:49. We might play a little bit more music for you. And I know our DJ, and that's our president, he's versatile, isn't he, Janine?
Oh, very, very versatile.
If you could only read through his CV, the things he is capable of doing, you would not believe it.
Volunteer extraordinaire.
Volunteer extraordinaire. Both at Phoenix and with CFA. And I think he's a multi-talented person who will probably pick a magnificent song for us up next.
I hope he does.
I reckon I might have actually let Janine pick this song for her.
So you're taking no credits, Sam?
Taking no credits, no, most certainly. I must say I'm quite a huge fan of this movie. I'm very, very big Hugh Jackman fan myself. So sticking with The Greatest Showman, I think, is certainly the way to go for you know, being here on show day at the Bendigo Show.
So appropriate, so appropriate.
Well, then...
let's play it.
We'll jump into it. This is me.
Stranger to the dark, hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown a mind. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me.
Voice of your community, 106.7 Phoenix FM.
And welcome back to the Prince of Wales Showgrounds, Bendigo, for the Friday edition of The Old and the Beautiful on Phoenix FM 106.7. And we are broadcasting live from the showgrounds. And Janine, this is a first for me. What about yourself?
First for me.
We're both pretty thirsty, aren't we?
We are. Oh, dad jokes.
Oh, boom, boom. Oh. That doesn't even rank as a dad joke. That's more of a granddad joke,
it
I think.
Was.
Okay, so on the main arena, what's happening on the main arena? I noticed you went for a bit of a stroll and had a close look.
Main arena looks like it's set up for show jumping.
Right.
Magnificent day here in Holmes Road. We've got all the rides to our left. We've got...
The listeners are just...
that doesn't help.
Watching your signals, they're following it closely. Yeah, we're surrounded by a whole lot of different stuff, aren't we, really?
They're just visualising it, though, John, really. They're just sitting there and being able to visualise with what you're saying. You're like, to the left, and you're like, oh, yep, now I can see it on the left there right now.
I do that when I listen to the football on the radio. I know which end they're kicking to.
So my hand signal was appropriate. Yeah.
Well, a lot of your speech is with your hands, isn't it?
All the time.
That's okay.
I nearly said absolutely again.
Oh, no. I guess so. Pick me up. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about your early memories of going to the show. Mine were early memories were in Geelong, and I was.
Well, that would have been a huge show down there.
It was similar to this in some ways, but I know this is adult radio that we're on, but all the young fellas wanted to go and see Vanessa the Undresser. That was a sideshow that was very popular.
So this was definitely at the local show.
When they had a genuine sideshow alley, and you go and see midgets from Africa and all this. I was reminiscing last night, half man, half woman. I actually went along when I was quite young, expecting to see a half man, half woman, and I did. In a sense, it was one person who, on one half of their body, they dressed as a man; on the other half, they dressed as a woman. It was.
So, have you seen The Greatest Showman? Yes, very appropriate.
Yeah, all those sort of things that are now politically, I guess, incorrect. We don't have Sideshow Alley anymore. And Jimmy Sharman and his boxing troupe. And they would invite people from the crowd to come in inside and they'd take on some of these boxers. And
you're really reminiscing to them.
Oh, of course, all the drunks would want to go and fight.
Of course.
And they'd all get knocked out in the first 2.5
minutes. Lose all their money.
So it has changed in nature, but for me the highlight has always been, and this sounds corny, the animals. Love going to the animals.
And it's interesting, I have fond memories of the show bag. So growing up, I didn't have many lollies or soft drinks.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, we lived on the farm.
Oh, you lived on the farm.
Where do you grow lollies and soft drink on a farm? So to go to the show was to have a show bag. And it was interesting this morning, even my daughter said, Mum, if you're going to the show, can you get me a particular show bag that's been around for a very, very long time?
I'll have a guess.
It involves chocolate.
I'll have a guess.
Have to be.
When you first mentioned show bags, I immediately thought of the licorice show bag that everyone used to buy. Everyone used to buy the licorice one.
Okay. Well. Yeah.
And now it's the Birdie Beetle.
It is the Birdie Beetle.
Which I noticed at the Melbourne show, I should be careful because they might be more expensive here, but you get a small one for $3.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And so you went to the Melbourne show this year with your grandkids?
Yeah. That's the first and last time I'll take them.
Were they that terribly behaved?
Oh, no, they were fantastic, but... I think the novelty even for them had worn off by the time we left.
Too big,
too many people. And once again, the animal nursery, packed, absolutely packed.
See, whereas here you can get direct access to the animals, and I just heard a lovely rooster sounding then.
Oh, right. Okay.
So here we are in the middle of the animal nursery, everybody.
Yeah, just about. All right, the time is just, we're looking at 2 minutes to 1 o'clock.
And you've got the sights and the smells of the show through the radio. So we've got children walking past with face painting on. I can see Hulk coming towards us. We've got the Eagle Hawk Lions Club barbecue aromas. We've got the rides. We've got the show jumping. Come down to
You're painting
Holmes
a
Road.
Beautiful picture there, Janine. You're very good with words, aren't you?
Oh, my family do say I like to talk.
You practice a lot with your words, don't you?
Perfecting it.
All right, I think we better head off before you punch me.
I'm not violent.
Oh, okay, it'll just be a slap then.
Not violent at all.
We'll go, and Sam has selected some more wonderful music. If it's good music, Sam selected it. If it's not so good, I reckon he'll give us the credit.
Look, I'd be happy to take the credit for this one. This one's actually from Janine again, but this one's from 2009. You've got 30 Seconds to Mars, actually. Closer to the Edge.
Which is how I feel.
No, I actually know it.
Well, here it is.
I'm willing to push.
Here it is on the Voice of Your Community, 106.7 Phoenix FM, broadcasting live here from the Prince of Wales Showgrounds for the 2018 Apicultural Show here in Bendigo.
myself is better not said. Now I'm closer.